The following is a discussion of His Holiness Rompa Swami, His Holiness Srila Chandramouli Swami, and His Grace Bada Haridas Prabhu, sharing their experiences after chanting 32 rounds, recorded on 6th July 2008 in Oswego, United States.
So, I'd like to ask Chandramouli Maharaj to share some of his Krishna conscious experience with us.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
It was wonderful to hear everyone's expressions of heart. I think these are the most powerful forms of philosophical testimonies, because they awaken within you realizations about your own life, about others' realizations. I was thinking again in terms of the real battle, what can we take with us? Without being not negative, but realistic. This is a wonderful program. I mean, it's really wonderful to be with all the devotees, to see the quality of the devotion here, the sacrifice, the enthusiasm, the happiness that came by this association. It's really inspiring. And I'd also like to thank Rompa Maharaj for organizing this. Last year I had heard about it, but I wasn't able to come. So this year I made a point to be here. Just to have the opportunity of this type of association and experience. And I'm glad I did, because I saw something really wonderful. I saw the quality of the devotion of the devotees. And I think when we see that, we go deeper into our own relationships with the devotees, and we really get to appreciate each other in this type of setting. But I was thinking in terms of this type of program is conducive for this type of realization, for these experiences. And now the test comes to take it with you and to continue, at least to some degree, not on the same level that we have been previously before we came, but on another level, a level that is a little bit more determined in our spiritual practice. And it takes some sacrifice. Sacrifice is actually the essence of spiritual life, in the sense that it allows for spiritual things to manifest in our life, qualities, realizations. And of course, this age, the sacrifice is Harinam Sankirtan. That is the sacrifice of the age. But we think in terms of we sacrifice for our family, we sacrifice in order to get ahead in this world in terms of our profession and whatever else we do as far as situating ourselves in this material world. And we make that sacrifice. We voluntarily accept that type of sacrifice. Even though it's a sacrifice, it's a hardship. But we do it because we know there's some responsibility, there's some benefit, there's some need there. We sacrifice for our children, we sacrifice for others. We have to sacrifice also for Krishna, because that ultimately that is the sacrifice that will take us into the heart. So this type of sacrifice is easier in this type of atmosphere when we go back to our homes and we go back to our daily routines, to again have that determination to sit down and to chant, and to remember the experiences we had here, and to remember the realizations that we had from those experiences. And to, even if it's difficult, And even if it's sometimes it's like a dry desert when we approach the holy name, there's no taste. It really doesn't matter. We have to continue with that mood of taking that sacrifice with us in our day-to-day life. And that way we can overcome what we say, the hardships and difficulties that come with the day-to-day routine of trying to chant. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. It doesn't matter. The holy name is always Krishna. It's always Krishna. And Krishna never is less in any way. So as we go back, we want to take that experience with us and try to live it, relive it, and increase it. And that way, this program will have real benefit in our life. If we simply just go back and do the same thing we did before, and there's no really increase in our spiritual practice, either in quality or in quality, then we sort of really missed out. Because that's what it's really all about, bringing it back and making our lives, taking it up another spiritual notch, at least. So that's pretty much my message, is that take it with you. And there's one way you can really take it with you. I'll tell you a secret. You know how the way you can take it with you? You tell everybody you meet about it. And you do it again in your house with others, in your home, with your friends, you come to other programs. In other words, you bring it with you and you try to create that same macrocosm and a microcosm within your life. Again, do a Nam Yogya. Again, do a 32-round day. Again, inspire others to do that. In other words, speak about and again re-experience this in a smaller way within your day-to-day lives. And you can live within the holy name. It's wonderful. Because the material energy works in such a way that it makes us forget. Maya has two potencies. One is to push us away from Krishna, and then when she does, she makes you forget what it's like to be Krishna conscious. One is called throwing and the other one is called covering. So we don't want to be covered or thrown by Maya. We want to remember. And remember means to take it and again experience it, apply it, and relive it as much as we can. Thank you very much. Shiva Prabhupada.
Thoughts, and I was hoping that they would congeal in some convenient form and put them out in a consistent way, but it wasn't quite happening. We'll see. First I wanted to say that I'm very, very inspired by your association, and some people express appreciation for the Nam Yogya as if I had something to do with it. But it's actually your association that makes Krishna appear. And by your sincerity, these things happen. I've been leading kirtan for a while. I thought maybe I could share this with you because I hope you'll all be reading kirtan, so maybe this will help you. Sometimes you're just an instrument for Krishna to do things, and sometimes he delivers amazing things to everybody else in the kirtan except for you. It happens like that. That's also good, because we want, I guess, my goal in leading kirtan is to be invisible and let Krishna come through, which I'm not there yet, but that would be the ideal. Because everyone, even though it's a group experience, like we're all here together as a group, or we're all together in the kirtan, but Krishna is reciprocating with each person individually. It's very mystical how that works. I remember years ago being in one kirtan and everybody was dancing in ecstasy, and afterwards one person came up and said, "That wasn't a very good kirtan." That wasn't good at all. So that was his experience in his reciprocation. I'm sure he had an attitude that went with it. But anyway, you're such sincere souls. I was feeling that this morning, and when everybody was chanting japa, it was just aura of Krishna's presence over everything. But that was a very, very wonderful, inspiring to see that this individual sincerity and the combined sincerity, how it just, it just grows. And my personal experience with chanting japa this morning, I was looking forward. It's always nice because it's, you don't have anything else. It's just a day to be with Krishna. It's such a nice excuse. We don't often get that excuse. There's always something else that, you're supposed to be doing, but today I can just be with Krishna. So, I always appreciate these opportunities. I was actually very tired, and so I was feeling like kind of disappointed that I felt so tired, because I didn't feel like I had the resources to kind of combat the mind and whatnot. But Maharaj said a very nice thing that helped me, was that the Maha Mantra is not a stick that we use to beat the mind. It's, in a way, it was a good experience, because I felt like I really didn't have anything to draw upon, other than Krishna's mercy. Sometimes we try to do our activities and muster our own strength to do them, and, our self-control and our discipline and so on and so forth. And sometimes we just don't have anything to draw upon. So all we can do is draw upon Krishna. So that was a nice experience, that just feeling like this is the time to be with Krishna. These may not be the best rounds, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to just be with Krishna and call upon Krishna's name. So that was nice. And again, I'd like to thank Salina Swamipad Maharaj for dragging me out of Alachua and into the presence of such saintly persons. Thank you very much.
Badahari expressed that his participation in Namayaga wasn't anything special from his side. I think we all feel differently. We've been part of kirtan, just like Srinidhi was describing, the 24-hour kirtan, or excuse me, the Namayagya in New Vrindavan. His kirtan is very, very inspiring because of his attraction for the holy name. But I was also appreciating at that Namayagya how much the devotees were reciprocating. So it's true. just as a speaker, as a singer, the audience reciprocation makes a big difference. So it's a relationship of hearing and chanting together that made the Nam Yajna something very special. So I don't get so often to express publicly like this my appreciation for Badahari's association, but you hear it individually perhaps. It's just I'm very grateful that he came. Some of the devotees expressed, this is so wonderful, please let's have this every year, so let's see what happens. I imagine it will happen every year. I don't know if we can count on Badahari every year to come, but I'd like to count on Badahari every year to come as part of his service to the devotees, and as the relationships grow, your appreciation for his chanting and his appreciation for your eagerness to join the kirtan will bring him, that relationship will bring him again and again. I hope. And having Chandramali Swami here, unlike last year, was very special. He's our traveling yet resident sannyasi and has relationships with many of you already, certainly here in Chicago, and those that aren't from Chicago also has relationships, and that adds to the dimension of the experience. So I want to thank you both for participating. Second is what my experience was this morning. I like a lightning rod for people's problems. Somebody has a problem and there's a bolt of lightning that goes, Maharaj, I have this problem.
That's what Maharajas are for.
That's what Maharajas are for. Okay. That's why they call us Maharajas, right? And even during the weekend, you know, different persons share different things that, Maharaj, I have this problem. So, I made the mistake last night of downloading some email and Maharaj had a problem. A GBC problem came and zapped me. And so the before Mangalarti rounds were, a few other people said it, terrible. The holy name was not just, it wasn't even just like stereo, it was way over there and it was the problem. And it's a very serious problem. Very serious problem. And so it was occupying my attention, not the holy name. And then chanting after Mangalarti, coming here and chanting in the assembly of the devotees. I got a nice realization that I know I'm going to share with others as, you know, the Maharaj, I got a problem thing comes to me. And, you know, take shelter of the holy name. Because mulling over the problem wasn't accomplishing anything except feeling more frustrated that I wasn't taking shelter of the holy name. So I just changed channels, or Krishna helped me to change channels, just praying to the holy name, please, you're the purifier. It was a whole wave of all of those wonderful things that the holy name is. Without purity, how can anything proper happen in this world? Please grant your purifying potency. And just turning attention, like these other devotees were saying, from the issues that distract, but you know, this was like a napalm, it just blew up. what good is, so just take shelter of the holy name so that I can address when the service opportunity presents itself, I can address that problem and with representing Krishna and Prabhupada properly. And it was a very wonderful experience. Krishna just... And my conditioned mind wanted to go back to the problem. No. This shelter of the holy name. And I felt very safe, very protected, very secure, very happy, strengthened. And etc. You know, I felt my heart was melting, and Krishna was being very, very kind. The problem is still there, but now there's shelter of Krishna. And with shelter of Krishna, in a mood of service to address that particular situation, I'm ready. It's not so. I'm thinking specifically, rather than saying names of persons who have shared some struggle that they're undergoing, I'm sharing this with those of you. And then going out into the future, same. Borrow from what Maharaj was saying. This is our number one service. And by taking shelter of the holy name, we can then have a chance to do the rest of our service. But not without taking care of our number one service in a proper way. Just dependent upon Krishna to serve Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna. Holy name is all merciful. Some of you also shared some similar experience. That was my particular subjective experience. So our autobiographies are different, but Krishna is all merciful. That's universal. And wheelbarrow, part three. Sustaining inspiration. There's lessons, there's techniques, there's chanting from the heart, calling for Lord Nityananda to be merciful, give us the pure holy name, all of these wonderful things. As you're going to your next station, next situation, whatever circumstance has, give some consideration, just like Srinidhi wants to increase her chanting. It may not be 32 rounds, but increase quantity or increase quality, or remember some of the notes that you are taking, or hear the inspirational messages again and see how you can apply them. And just like Lord Kapila Dev said to Devahuti, the opulences that come to a devotee for the sacrifice and surrender to the Supreme Lord, that's permanent. So, steps toward Krishna, it's never lost. So we've made some steps toward Krishna's holy name. At least we've tried. And continue making further steps as those inspirational messages have resonated. Go back and hear again and look at your notes and things that inspire you and continue to apply them. Take further steps toward Krishna. Polish the jewel of the heart through the wonderful holy name. So we'll end our event here with asking Badahari to sing our Namastakam. And check with the kitchen, make sure the kitchen department has it ready for 1:30. and the servers and okay.